Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and Dir Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin, the fourth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. The Zichud Maseches Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Av Hashalom and Zichud Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Av Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, there was an incident in Biram where an Akum climbed up a palm tree and brought down a lulav. As he came down, Naga Barosha de Luliva Bacharma Shalob Bechavana. He unintentionally touched the wine with the tip of the lulav. Rav permitted selling the wine to an Akum, but prohibited it for consumption. Rav Kahana Ravasi challenged Rav from his own ruling. Tinok ben Yomo hu osa yain nesach. Even a one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it yain nesach. Although this infant's touching is certainly without intent, it still prohibits the wine. Rav replied that although he said it prohibits the wine in consumption, he never said it prohibits the wine in benefit. In both cases of unintended touching, the wine is prohibited for consumption but may be sold to an Akum. Point number two, Shmuel said that if one purchased slaves from an idolater, afal pi shemalu v'tavlu, even though they circumcised and immersed in a mikveh, osin yain nesach ashitishka avodas kol chavi mipihem, they still make wine they touch into yain nesach until the mention of idolatry disappears from their mouths. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this requires 12 months. This is challenged from a price of teaching that if one purchases slaves from an idolater, shemalu v'tavlu, that they were circumcised but did not immerse in a mikveh, or he owns sons born to his unconverted maidservants, who were circumcised but did not immerse, they are rabbinically tamei like a zav, like all idolaters. Regarding wine they touch, the adults make it into yain nesach, but the minors do not. Adults are defined as yodin b'tiva avodas kol chavim u'mishamsheh, those who know the nature of the idols and their forms of worship. This price implies that only slaves which were not tovel make yain nesach, but those who were tovel do not. The Gemara answers, Tirgma abnei shvachos. Interpret the section of the brisa discussing yain nesach to refer to the children of unconverted maidservants owned by the Jew. Since they were born in a Jewish house, they would not make yain nesach after the conversion is completed. And point number three, an Akum once entered a Jewish store in Mechos and asked if there was wine for sale, and they said there was none. The Akum noticed wine sitting in a bucket. He thrust his hand into it and said, "Hai lav chamuhu, is this not wine?" The Jew angrily seized the bucket and threw it into a barrel of wine, indicating to the Akum that he could not have it. Rava permitted all the wine to be sold to idolaters since his intent was not for libation, but Rav Huna Bar Chinuna and Rav Huna Breda Rav Nachman prohibited it. Announcements went forth from both parties declaring their rulings. On the next daf, Rava retracts and only permits selling the barrel of wine minus the value of the wine in the bucket, because Abai brought numerous sources from Amoraim and Abraisa prohibiting the wine in the bucket. So once again, the three points are, number one, there was an incident in Biram where an Akum climbed up a palm tree and brought down a lulav. As he came down, Naga Barosha de Luliva Bacharma Shalob Chavana, he unintentionally touched the wine with the tip of the lulav. Rav permitted selling the wine to an Akum, but prohibited it for consumption. Rav Kahana Ravasi challenged Rav from his own ruling. Tinok ben Yomo hu osa yain nesach. Even a one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it yain nesach. Although this infant's touching is certainly without intent, it still prohibits the wine. Rav replied that although he said it prohibits the wine in consumption, he never said it prohibits the wine in benefit. In both cases of unintended touching, the wine is prohibited for consumption but may be sold to an Akum. Point number two, Shmuel said that if one purchased slaves from an idolater, afal pi shemalu v'tavlu, even though they circumcised and immersed in a mikveh, osin yain nesach ashitishka avodas kol chavi mipihem, they still make wine they touch into yain nesach until the mention of idolatry disappears from their mouths. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this requires 12 months. This is challenged from a price of teaching that if one purchases slaves from an idolater, shemalu v'tavlu, that they were circumcised but did not immerse in a mikveh, or he owns sons born to his unconverted maidservants, who were circumcised but did not immerse, they are rabbinically tamei like a zav, like all idolaters. Regarding wine they touch, the adults make it into yain nesach, but the minors do not. Adults are defined as yodin b'tiva avodas kol chavim u'mishamsheh, those who know the nature of the idols and their forms of worship. This price implies that only slaves which were not tovel make yain nesach, but those who were tovel do not. The Gemara answers, Tirgma abnei shvachos. Interpret the section of the price discussing yain nesach to refer to the children of unconverted maidservants owned by the Jew. Since they were born in a Jewish house, they would not make yain nesach after the conversion is completed. And point number three, an Akum once entered a Jewish store in Mechos and asked if there was wine for sale, and they said there was none. The Akum noticed wine sitting in a bucket. He thrust his hand into it and said, "Hai lav chamuhu, is this not wine?" The Jew angrily seized the bucket and threw it into a barrel of wine, indicating to the Akum that he could not have it. Rava permitted all the wine to be sold to idolaters since his intent was not for libation, but Rav Huna Bar Chinuna and Rav Huna Breid Rav Nachman prohibited it. Announcements went forth from both parties declaring their rulings. On the next daf, Rava retracts and only permits selling the barrel of wine minus the value of the wine in the bucket, because Abai brought numerous sources from Amoraim and Abraisa prohibiting the wine in the bucket. Alright, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Zayin. Understand that Simon is a nose, and we often use a puppet with a long nose in the Simon, so here goes. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol tried to save a bucket of wine from an angry goy who stuck his hand in it by throwing it into a larger barrel. Once again, slow motion. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose, that must run Daf Nun Zayin. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, which reminds us, we discussed an akum who unintentionally touches wine, and Rav ruled, Tinok ben Yomo hu osi yayin nesach, even a one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it yayin nesach. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol, which reminds us, Shmuel said that one purchased slaves from an idolater, afu pishamalu v'tavu, even though they circumcised and immersed in a mikvah, osin yayin nesach ashet tishka vodesko chavim mipihem, they still make wine they touch into yayin nesach until the mention of idolatry disappears from their mouths. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this requires 12 months. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol tried to save a bucket of wine from an angry goy who stuck his hand into it by throwing it into a larger barrel, which reminds us, Anakim once entered a Jewish store in Mechoz and asked if there was wine for sale, and they said there was none. The Akim noticed wine sitting in a bucket. He thrust his hand into it and said, Hai lav chamruhu, is this not wine? The Jew angrily seized the bucket and threw it into a barrel of wine, indicating to the Akim that he could not have it. Rav permitted all the wine to be sold to idolaters since his intent was not for libation, and Rav Huna Breid Rav Nachman prohibited it. So once again, when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol tried to save a bucket of wine from an angry goy who stuck his hand in it by throwing it into a larger barrel. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must be on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who was Mavatla's idol when he sold it to a Jewish smelter, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if selling an idol nullifies it. Rabbi Yochanan Rava argue, one says, Machlokas betzorif ovid kochavim. The dispute in the Mishnah is about an idol sold to an idol-worshipping smelter, where the seller may assume the buyer will continue to worship it, of a betzorif Yisrael, but where he sold it to a Jewish smelter, everyone agrees it is batal, because the Jewish buyer will likely smash it. The other says, Machlokas is where it was sold to a Jewish smelter, because the seller may assume the Jew will sell the valuable idol to another idolater. The Gemara asks if this opinion holds that where it was sold to an Akum, all agree it is not batal, or that they argue about both. The question is not resolved. So the Nigerian prince, who was Mavatla's idol when he sold it to a Jewish smelter, rushed to bow down first to a brick a Jew had just stood up to worship, which reminds us, Rav said, Yisrael shezikif levenu ishtachmosla. If Yisrael stood up a brick to bow down to it, and an Akum came beforehand and bowed down to it, he is prohibited as a Jew's idol, although it's not his. The Akum is acting in the Jew's shlichus. So the Nigerian prince, who was Mavatla's idol when he sold it to a Jewish smelter, rushed to bow down first to a brick a Jew had just stood up to worship, while his warriors abandoned their idol in a time of peace, which meant it was nullified and permitted, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding an idol whose worshippers abandoned it, B'shas Shalom, if they did so in a time of peace and willingly abandoned the idol, it's nullified and permitted, but if they abandoned it, B'shas Mochama, during a time of war, it remains prohibited since they did not willingly abandon it when they fled. Rav said that Beis Nimrod, Nimrod's building referring to Migdal Bavel, built under Nimrod's rule, is like an idol which was abandoned, B'shas Shalom. Daf Nun Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles. Noodles? That must move on Daf Nun Dalet. The man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow Aser, which reminds us, a Braisa defines Ne'avad, a worshipped animal which is disqualified as a carbon. Kosher Obdin Oso Bem B'Shogen Bem B'Mezid, any animal that people worship whether unintentionally or intentionally, Bem B'Onis Bem B'Ratzon, whether against the will or willingly. Rami Bar Chaim explains the case of Onis that Gentiles coerce someone to bow down to his own animal, and the Gemara clarifies that it was done in public. So the man was forced in public to bow down to a cow made by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow usher. Watch as his friend poured a pot of noodles as a libation before another cow, making it usher as well, which reminds us, the Gemara offers another explanation of the Braisa that an animal becomes prohibited, ba'ones, kagon shenisekla yain ben karneha, the cases where he poured wine between the animal's horns as a libation of worship to the animal, David ba'mais, because he didn't act in it. This agrees with Rabbi Yochanan's statement that even though they said that one who bows down to his fellow's animal doesn't prohibit it, if he didn't act in it, he does prohibit it. So the man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow usser, watched as his friend poured a pot of noodles as a libation before another cow, making it usser as well. As a rabbi explained to a goy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy all the idols, so he shouldn't destroy the world because of the fools, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, philosophers asked the sages in Rome, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want an idol, lama inu mevatel, why does he not get rid of it? They replied that if people would only worship items which the world doesn't need, he would get rid of it. However, people worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and constellations. Ya'abed olamo mifnei hashotim, should he destroy his world because of the fools? Daf Nun Hey, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The idolater who is speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit, 55, that must move on Daf Nun Hey. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, which reminds us, Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, both you and I know there's nothing to idolatry, but why do people enter a pagan temple with broken limbs and leave healed? Rabbi Akiva responded, any Asurin, any sufferings decreed upon a person are sworn to depart at a particular moment and keep true to their oaths, even if the sufferer entered a pagan temple at that moment. So the idolater was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with the Yisrael, which reminds us, the next Mishnah permits buying the contents of a wine press, where grapes are crushed by foot, from an akum. Ve'eino osa yayin nesach ad shiyard labor, and it cannot become yayin nesach until it descends into the pit. Once it descends into the pit, the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading area remains permitted. The Mishnah continues, Dorkim ima havod kochavim bagas, one may tread with an idolater in the winepress, and there's no concern he's being paid for working with a prohibited substance since the juice is still permitted. So the idolater was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with the Yisrael, but didn't realize that when he got there they wouldn't let him because the wine can become yayin nesach as soon as it starts to flow. Which reminds us, Rav Huna says, yayin kaven shehischil imashech osi yayin nesach. Once wine begins to flow down the treading basin, it can become yayin nesach. Abraisa elaborates that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum without concern that it can become yayin nesach, but later they thought it is prohibited to tread grapes with an akum because it can become yayin nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin. All right, so now we got our Simmer Daf Nun Vav, and our standard Simmer is a shusher who says, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher yelled, nu nu, shusher yelling, nu nu. That must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The shusher yelled nu nu to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses sources that squeezed juice is only wine, mishikape, when the pits and peels float to the surface sometime after descending into the pit, or mishiyishla, from when he draws it from the pits into the barrels. So the shusher yelled nu nu to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, when they started making a commotion when the contents of the pit rose up to the strainer, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that after the wine descends into the pit, that which is in the pit is forbidden, but what remains above is permitted. Rav Huna said that this is only if he did not return the contents of the strainer to the treading basin. But if he returned the strainer's contents to the treading basin, the wine in the basin is prohibited. So the shusher yelled nu nu to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, when they started making a commotion when the contents of a pit rose up to the strainer, so they could hear the wonder child teach that nisach baregel, Loshmei Nisach, which reminds us, there was a child who mastered Maseches Avodah Zarah at age 6, and they asked him if one may tread on grapes together with an akum in a winepress. He answered that it's permitted. They persisted that even if his hands were tied, that he might make a libation with his foot, and he answered, Nisach Deregel, Loshmei Nisach. A libation made with the foot is not considered a libation and does not prohibit the wine. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we mark because if an idol becomes forbidden when it's made or worshipped, and the difference between Jews' idols and Goyim's idols, that's on daf? Nun Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a physical act of idolatry on someone else's property can prohibit it? For example, pouring wine between the animal's horns as a libation to worship the animal. That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of Markuli stones which were removed to pave streets? That's on daf? Nun. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that even an idolater's one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it Yain Nesach? That's on daf? Nun Zion. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn why Kosh Baruch Hu does not destroy idols? That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss the difference between breaking sticks before an idol versus throwing sticks at the idol? That's on daf? Nun Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that slaves purchased from an idolater still make the wine they touch into Yain Nesach until the mention of idolatry disappears from their mouths? That's on daf? Nun Zion. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn why idols may appear to heal people? That's on daf? Nun Hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the incident of the Akum who agitated wine with his hand? That's on daf? Nun Zion. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss harvesting and treading grapes with an Akum? That's on daf? Nun Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.